guys, can you comp for me? And I'll kind of like show you some different things you can do. Because I'm just looking at this. So let's start. One, two, ready, go.
down below.
Oh, well, that would do it.
Oh, that's good. Okay, let me look at that. But so, what I was just doing there is I was just riffing off the melody.
Yeah, yeah.
So like that's like a great place to start, especially with something that's more dense, chordally. So like even then, like honestly, you could play like you could play an E flat minor pentatonic over all these chords, and it would work. Because essentially, like the entire melody is like, with some chromatic approach notes and stuff, is just E flat minor pentatonic, like, and then the blues, you know, blues note, right? So it's like blues scale.
You could play that over all of the chords, or just keep playing the minor pentatonic on each of them.
I would say you could play E flat minor pentatonic. I think over pretty much all these chords, it's like, well, let's see, let's like even like the B flat 7 sharp 5, right? The sharp 5, it's got the G flat in it.
Okay.
So like at some of these chords, even some of the tensions are just a reality of like,
yeah.
And then like the C 7 sharp 11, sharp 11, G flat. So like even that, so well there you go, just E flat pentatonic.
You can play that over the whole. Do you guys want to try that?
Yeah.
With the E flat pentatonic, do you want to try that?
Yeah. pentatonic minor, I should say. And then, you can also add the blues note, right? So add the A in there too, if you want to add some crunch.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I just.
Wait a minute.
Let's see. Let me see the solo changes though. B flat 7. Yeah, that all works. C minor 7 flat 5. So a lot of these changes are D flat minor. Let's see, B minor might be a little tricky. That you can still use most of the notes. Yes, why don't you try that? And then let's take a look. Yeah, because a lot of these changes are. Yeah, let's see.
I meant like also in general with like what does the group do on that slow kind of tune?
Oh, on that kind of tune.
Soloing.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, that's a good question.
Bass,
yeah. So.
Bass out. It's like.
So ballads are definitely very tricky because it is slow. I think bass and sort of, what bassists will typically do would be like, you'll either play half notes or quarter notes, you know, and then as far as like chord tones, I don't know, you know, I trust your judgment on that. But so typically it's like, and then like the drums, it is kind of, you stay there. Yeah, I'll just do a little.
They always do that with the drum kit, jamming the corner.
Right, no, I know.
And then everybody's short on space.
So kind of what you were doing already is kind of what most people do on ballads. And this is the tricky thing about ballads is because like with drums too, you are going to kind of stick to that basic ballad pattern right there. But it's like trust your ear, and then sometimes too, like what's
you'll have to show me that pattern on the snare.
It's like a figure eight. Isn't it?
Yeah, it pretty much is, I think, right?
But it's not one, two, it's like one, two, three.
Yeah, one.
Just show this.
So I do one, two, and three, four, and one. See that? Pop, pop. Staying there, a lot of times people go to double time and ballads, you know.
Oh.
If you listen to records, like it's fairly common. And so a lot of people I play with too, it's like we kind of tease between the two. So like I'll be like playing like, and I'll start doing like double time triplet phrasing. it's tricky though with ballads, especially, is this like, because you don't want to